Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Missed us. Admit it. You're like, where's Bob on my feed? I don't see anything. Why did we go? Guess what? We did it because in like bar rescue fashion, we tore this bitch down. We built it back up. It's new and improved, and yet a hint of the familiar. Welcome to the Bomb Network. That's right. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That's John Gervais. That's Trayvon Edwards, and that's Jason Madison. You guys have been rocking with us since the beginning, since the old school days, since ESPN. You remember Bomb started as part of True Hoop, and what we were doing, we were talking basketball, but like from our perspective. You know, every day of the week had a different thing. Wednesdays was Brian Windhorst, and Thursday was Tom Haberstroh, Nerder, She Wrote, and all that. And then when we left ESPN, the particulars of some of our contracts prohibited Bomb from talking about sports. And then when, you know, The Athletic bought much of the Count the Dings sports stuff, that even doubled like the prohibitions. But guess what? The prohibitions are all over now.
Free agent.
Yeah, we could talk whatever the fuck.
I'm a free agent. So, yes, it's official, Bomb. I'm no longer with The Athletic. It's lit. We out here. Yes, it's an announcement. Well, breaking news, my niggas.
all the strings have been sliced, and as a result, we talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about here. I know it feels like we've always done that, but like, trust me, we had barriers to entry and all that, but all that's going to change. So what can you expect? You can expect, I think, a lot more sports, but don't get scared away if you're not here for sports. Remember, we always going to do it our way, our Bomb way, and it's going to be fun and funny and interesting. And we'll still get into social media trending topics. We're still going to, you know, do a little show review here and there. Like, some of the things that you've grown to know and love is still going to be around, but we're bringing back some of the old school, a little bit more kind of flexibility in terms of our topic selection. So having said all that, we're recording this in the middle of John Gervais' fucking draft.
Fantasy draft. Jerv, who the fuck did you pick first? Let the people
first. Let the people need to know. Now, John Gervais had the number one overall pick in his fantasy league. The number one overall pick. Meaning of all thousands, how many thousands of NFL players, Jerv, you took who?
I took Bijan Robinson number one. Damn, I think why? So, I think y'all are just showing that like I'm like the superior like fantasy talent here. Like, okay. Like first of all, hello. Second of all, the reason being in this particular league, for some reason, running backs get 2 points for every 10 yards. Mm-hmm. So running backs are extra valuable. And I don't trust Christian McCaffrey. He always gets hurt. I don't really particularly – I just – Austin Eckler's, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get too many pauses. I'm just going to say I'm cool with Austin Eckler. So the next best running back there is Bijan Robinson. And they spent an eighth-round draft pick. I mean, they spent an eighth pick overall in the draft for him. And when teams do that, they run them in the ground. So holla at me. I'm going to chip up.
So, I love that he said that. Sorry, Jason, to cut you off.
Go ahead.
With this fashion and this confidence, Bomb is going to have a fantasy football league. And we're going to open it up to some of our listeners. Amin is going to be the commissioner. And we're going to see who really is fucking nice.
No, especially the people who saying, you could tell I'm the superior one and all that shit. Like, congratulations. You wrote the check. Let's make sure you got enough funds in the account,
and we gonna come up with something at the end. And
I got a black
at the end of the season. Hey, at the end of the season, we gonna come up with some bullshit. Somebody gonna have to do some bullshit.
I just saying
it ain't gonna be me. I promise you that. I ain't gonna be doing the bullshit. I promise you that.
In the league that I was in last year, the loser, like the person who finished last, if it was a dude, would have to go bald. But in this case, Jerv, you're already bald, but it was a girl, so she had to shave off her eyebrows. I think shaving off your eyebrows is a pretty cool fantasy punishment.
Nah, I'm good. I mean, I'm not shaving off anything regardless, because I'm not going to be the one that gets whatever place that is. But I'm good. I do something else besides. I'm not.
You're not taking that bet?
Or what? I've already, like, I know right here I'm good. I don't know what happens up here. What if the eyebrows are just like up top, bro?
Man.
No, sir. I'm good.
They gonna grow back.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah.
We're gonna draw them shits on. The nigga gonna look crazy. Oh my God.
Nah, you know what the safer thing is the beard. You gotta get rid of the beard. You gotta go ass face.
Hey, listen, that would be a good
one. Jerv would look fucking nuts, ass face.
Like Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, oh my God, yo. I could only imagine a nigga shaving off his facial hair. A nigga gonna look like a fucking cop. He gonna look like motherfucking Rondé Hollis Jefferson. He that motherfucker looking crazy, bro. My nigga had the spirit of Kobe, bro, out there looking nuts.
Okay, Jerv, I just had to look up the top fantasy running backs. They have Bijan Robinson ranked fourth. I see Nick Chubb.
No, don't switch your pitch up now, brother.
No. I'm not switching it up. I'm not rocking with this. I think this is total insanity. I'm just saying the ones I would definitely have picked over him, Saquon Barkley.
That's what's up.
And Josh Jacobs. And low-key Travis Etienne.
Oh, please put me in your fantasy league. Please put me in
I love it. Listen, save it.
Put me in your fantasy.
Okay, here's my question though, Jerv. You think that he wouldn't have been around in the second round?
No, he probably wouldn't have got past like the fifth or sixth pick. No.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody as a fantasy owner right now is taking a rookie running back, never played a down in the NFL.
Yes.
On a terrible team.
Yes.
With a bad coach.
Yes. This sounds insane.
look at last year. I mean, I'm not going to bore y'all with numbers, nothing like that. But, like, look at last year. Atlanta had a crazy run offense last year with a miscellaneous running back. They were one of the leading rushers in the
NFL. Cordarrelle Patterson?
Nah, it was they had a rookie. Cordarrelle was in the mix, but they had a rookie. I forget his name, though. Whatever.
He ran for so many yards, we don't even know who he is.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Good job. The keen scouting eye of one John Gervais.
Right. There we go. Way to make a case for yourself, John.
Nah, my pick came up at the same time y'all started asking me.
Sure.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to our fantasy draft and bomb and how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
So beyond the fantasy draft, though, because the NFL season starts on Thursday, so we all got our favorite teams. We want to see what you guys think your team prediction is going to be. What's the record going to be? Jerv's got the Eagles. I got the Giants. Jason, you got the Niners. Trey's got the Rams. Well, what are we going with here?
Well I'm going to
let Jerv go last. He's in the mid-selection, so.
I'll say this. I mean, your boy, the mentalist, already predicted that the 49ers will be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying? And that nigga's never wrong. So.
Dog. That shit was crazy, man.
You feel me?
Insane. But how many wins regular season?
I think we're going, I say 12.
What? Let me ask you, how do you feel about the Trey Lance fucking
situation? I never thought it was going to be a good pick. I thought at the time it was a little bit like they were trying to atone for the Kaepernick situation in some form or fashion. And I feel like it's like that scene from Color Purple, like Whoopi Goldberg, where it's like, until you do right by me, nothing good will ever come, you know? And I feel like they've had bad quarterback luck ever since Colin Kaepernick. And so, you know, it just kind of all played into the same narrative. Like Trey Lance was never, it was a bad QB draft year, honestly. Zach Wilson went ahead of him. Like, it wasn't really a great QB draft
year. Just they gave up so much, and it was weird because the guy hadn't he played like two games his senior year or whatever.
Yeah, he played like 16 full games in college. Like, it just
at a small school. Like, it was just a lot of
unknowns. Yeah,
you give up three first round picks. By the way, again for the 100th time, it seems like whenever people give up a shit ton of first round picks, it never works out.
Never,
like.
Never.
It's the opposite of the NBA. In the NFL, that shit never works out.
Yep. Yeah, and so the people who got drafted with those picks were all great players. I think the Tyreek Hill trade was part of one of the pick swaps. Miami ended up getting for him or whatever. So it was just a bad deal all around. But fortunately, the Niners are so stacked that it doesn't really matter. I mean, we went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G. You know what I'm saying? So. Right. You know, like, we just need somebody competent back there. And it's unfortunate for Trey Lance because his career is kind of now, it's like one of those weird, like, you know, quarterback Josh Rosen type of situations. Yeah. You get one bad start or whatever, and then it's a wrap.
Well, Jimmy G was kind of talking about some shit, right? He was like, there's some shit happening over there. I don't know if that's just the words of a motherfucker who's salty and gone.
Exactly. Shit up. Yeah. It's like, bro, we got Debo Samuel, motherfucking Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, like, what could be going on? Like, we balling. Yeah, like, it ain't a lot else, you know?
Trey, Rams.
Yeah, man, first of all, let Juju in. Secondly, he's not locked in right now.
No, he's got to figure out his next bullshit pick.
I've been here like 20 minutes listening to y'all talk. Jerv been drafted. He ain't been watching this shit, but I feel you.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm a realist, bro. We might only win like six games, if that. You know what I mean? I mean, we were the 2020 Laker bubble team. We said fuck them picks. We went all in for one little ring, and I'm happy because I got to see it. But we ain't about to touch the Niners. We probably gonna lose to them twice. You know what I'm saying? We gonna take some L's. We gonna have some meaningless. Matthew Stafford already complaining, talking about he don't relate with the younger guys. I know what time it is. I know what time it is. Cooper Kupp, he about to probably miss the entire year. I know what time it is. I'm still going to watch every Sunday, but I'm not going to have all my emotions into it. I'm just going to watch. And I almost became a Charger fan, and my fucking cousin got cut. He got cut on the cut day, last day. Go ahead, Jerv.
Flag on the play.
What's up?
All your emotions into it.
Nigga, please. You the one who be crying every Monday.
You ain't got not near emotion checks to shit.
I thought that's she was probably flag on the plate and eating them Twizzlers loud as hell.
Hey, these motherfuckers good, bro. Nah, he right. I mean, look, I enjoy it till I, but I don't let it ruin my day. And I don't, You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. I'm passionate about it. Jason, I went to a Rams game with me. I be chilling. We went to
one game. I don't think, but yeah, your fandom is not very high on the scale of fandom. Like,
yeah, I that's mean, it's like, hey, it's just niggas playing guy, football.
My guy Jacoby calls it die easy. He's like, I'm not a diehard fan. I'm a die easy.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Like, I remember when I was actually, and this is a funny thing about it, because Juju's probably going to frown about this, but I was a Cowboys fan for 20 years, Juju, right? And before the Kaepernick thing happened, I would have Niners fans, like anybody that hated the Cowboys, niggas would be like, man, fuck the Cowboys. That's why I'd be like, all right, fuck them. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And niggas would get mad because I'm not passionate about this shit as they are. And I'm just like, I just like, honestly, football, fried chicken, and all the homies is doing it.
The WB.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what that shit worked for. Like, honestly, like, I came back to watching football, honestly, because it is, like, a social sport for me. Like, I'm just like, cool, you know. I'm just not about to be stressed out over a sport that I won't make no money off of.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So, okay, so to recap, Jason, you got 12 wins for the Niners.
Six and a half.
Nigga, pick a number.
We might tie, man. We might tie, dog. Yeah, I can say
that's
six
the
and
point.
A half.
You want to hit the tie. You want to hit it right on the head.
Right. Hold on. Wait. Juju said the Niners won't make the playoffs.
Nah, let him get his rant off. He ain't even said nothing yet.
Nah, hold on. He just came from my squad. Hold on, nigga.
Nah, that was really me just trying to let y'all know I'm in this.
Oh, that's good. We got an easy four wins. We got two wins against the Rams. We're gonna have two wins against the Cardinals. That's four wins locked in. Like one probably against the Seahawks. We might go 1-1 against them, but nigga, that's four on the board. Look,
Tom Brady be our quarterback by week 9.
Hey, man, we spent enough time talking about the Niners. Y'all not just going to have me sit back and have to listen to all this Niners shit.
Go ahead,
Don't worry. Juju,
Your turn is coming. Your turn is coming, Jerv. So, Juju, even though you're wearing the Eagles jersey today, are you repping for Eagles or Bills this season?
I can't pick one. I got to split down my heart. Leodis McKelvin played for both of them, so I cheer for both of them. And they NFC, AFC, you feel me? So,
all right. So give us the predictions for both of them. How about that?
I'll give you the Bills. I know Jerv got the expertise opinion, so I'm going to hold off on the Eagles. I'll give you the one for the Bills. See, the Bills spent all our offseason playing games, number one. I don't know who we finna sign. We supposed to get new wide receivers, supposed to get help on the offensive line, supposed to get all this shit, and it looked like more of the same. That offensive line can't hold water, so – It might not matter throughout the season as much as the end of the season, but it's going to matter sooner or damn later because Josh can't run around too damn much. Like, he'll break his neck trying to get a touchdown when the game already over with. They up 50 points. Josh, he'll break his neck trying to get a goal line touchdown. And I feel like without an offensive line, it ain't looking too great, especially with now the NFC, the AFC East, the powerhouse of the goddamn league. Yeah. You feel me? So – Aaron Rodgers done. I don't like Aaron Rodgers like that, but they got a fucking crazy defense in New York. And that shit there, especially when that shit get cold. Them motherfuckers, and they won't build a goddamn dome, bro. They build a new stadium with no dome. Like, I don't understand life.
Who that? Bills? The Bills. Yeah. Man, because that's that bullshit where they're trying to make believe it. Like, oh, this builds character and shit like that, man.
Bro,
get the fuck out of here, man.
Bro, I've been to the playoff games in the cold and the snow. Ain't no way in hell, bro, that I could catch a football. And I don't give a fuck how used to that shit you is. That shit ridiculous. Man, they need to put a build a dome, Buffalo. Because y'all, until then, I don't like it.
How many wins you expect them to have this year?
Oh, shit, 24, goddamn. How many is the playoffs? How many we got, 18 a week? And then 3 in the playoffs and Super Bowl. So that's about however many weeks, all the wins.
I think it's 21.
The undefeated season for Juju for the Bills. All right, Jerv, moment of truth, man.
I mean, I've looked at this schedule multiple times, and I'm trying to be as realistic as motherfucking possible. But I don't see niggas really beating us like that. I'm going to keep it a bean with niggas. It's not realistic to be like, oh, we just about to go undefeated, because that's not realistic, yo. I got us at like 13, 14 wins. I say 13 to be safe, because, you know, we might not need that last one at the end of the season. You know what I mean? But we'll have one of those teams, how you say, I'll just be on my shit like, yo, check rock. You know, like, just check rock. Like, I don't even look at the schedule, yo. Just check rock. Yo, who's next?
Listen, it's a lot of arrogant season right now. Everybody can't go to the bowl, man. You see the shit? I mean, all these niggas think they going to the bowl. No,
By the way, it's three for three, right? Jason said they going to the Super Bowl. Juju said the Bills going to the Super Bowl. Jerv said the Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
What's your team going to do, bro?
My team's the Giants. The Giants are going to win either 10 or 11 games, probably 10. They're going to get the wild card. They're going to get on a little run. And they go to the Super Bowl. That's right. We sweeping. Trey, you need to change your pick. You need to say the Rams going to the Super Bowl.
Nah, man. I'm going to be realistic, man. And when these niggas get their first loss, I'm going to just be just annoying. That's it. I just want to be there. I want misery to join my company. Come on. Gross show. Right. And don't let us play, because we might have to schedule a trip to go fucking watch the game together somewhere.
Hey, I'm here, Trey. I'm here. I'm already here, player. So, you know what I'm saying? We can look at the schedule.
I mean, we got the Giants on New Year's Eve. We got the Giants in East Rutherford.
Damn, that shit too cold, man. I'm not real like Juju, man. I can't be doing them outdoors fucking cold ass games, man. Send me to a dome or send me to the desert, one of the two. I can't do no outdoor shit like that.
So I got a question. If they win the Super Bowl,
whoever,
are they world champs or are they just champs?
So, all right. So this is an interesting thing. This came from the fucking sprinter Noah Lyles, who just, I don't know what the fuck was on his mind. He's just like, I'm gonna wake up and just like fucking shit on the NBA. I gotta watch the NBA. If I'm nigga, you ain't gotta watch shit, man. You ain't got to watch shit. I have to watch. You don't have to watch shit, nigga. Just like we don't watch your ass.
That's for every, what's crazy? You really have to care about track to watch track. Like, serious, because you would never know that shit. Come on, there's no commercials.
This is how fucking inconsequential these niggas are. The only reason I know who he is because he talks shit about the NBA. Damn. Nigga, that's how you got
and that nigga one of the fastest niggas in the world. And I still didn't know that. That's crazy. I didn't know that until this nigga said something. So it's good promo for himself.
His chain weak as hell too,
and it's chain weak as hell. Absolutely,
that shit weak as fuck.
Y'all
bro.
Are super rude, man.
I would say, I would say,
niggas is minding their business, and this motherfucker gonna take out an entire league. Like, what the fuck, man?
I would say the only league that actually isn't the real world is baseball. They the ones that's capping the hardest.
Yeah, because the world championships, them niggas be getting USA be getting their ass whooped.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only because niggas call it the World Series, but like, nigga, all the other teams in the world don't even play, and it's real like in other countries.
Hold on now.
But NFL, it's an American sport, nigga. So it's like now, all the best players is in America. Same with
hockey.
NBA.
Don't do baseball like that though, because if the world's best players played for their club.
See, that's the
like if you take the clubs
the goal is to go there and make money.
We're not talking about national teams, because if you say, oh, fucking Puerto Rico and Japan, the best Japanese player plays where? Here. Best Puerto Rico player plays where? Here. The best Dominican player plays where? Here. And it's the same thing in basketball. It's like, oh yeah, like the USA lost to Lithuania. I'm like, okay, you show me a Lithuanian club team that could come over here.
The real case is soccer, I would say. Soccer got it. Because MLS.
But we don't even have like a soccer championship that's like the world champion.
I mean, but I'm just saying for us to even claim it, like, you know what I mean? I feel like soccer's the one, it's the number one sport in the world, for one. And then secondly, like, it's a million leagues, but at the end of the day, everybody has to travel over there to watch some real good bump over there.
But the real talk about soccer though is, if I say the best league in the world is the EPL, right? But I could take the best team in the EPL, they could get their ass beat by fucking the best team in Spain or the best team in France, or so. Like soccer, it's actually the hardest on a club level to say I'm the world champ, unless you. Because even Champions League, you could say like, oh, yeah, we won Champions League, so we're the best of Europe. But it's like there might be some team out there that could kind of like fuck with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Basketball, though.
That's what the World Cup for.
Yeah. But see, the World Cup is different. World Cup, we going back to the national teams. It's World Baseball Classic, the FIBA World Cup. If you're doing national teams, okay, that's a different story. But if you're saying like, hey, the best basketball club team, which right now would be the Denver Nuggets because they won the title. Mm-hmm. Name me a team in the world that can beat them 4 out of 7 that ain't playing in the NBA. Not it don't exist. Not a single one. Like, you bring me the best Serbian team, bring me the best Spanish team, best Italian. They're getting rocked, man. They ain't got no answers for fucking Jokic and shit. All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Again, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in there. You get all the extra content. Trey's going to set up the fantasy league, so you know, I know the season starts right around the corner, so make sure when you listen to this, you get to it as soon as possible. Be on the lookout. Trey's gonna send out all that information, and we're gonna be doing more of this. We're gonna be doing our little picks, our predictions, things like that throughout the year. This is the new and improved Bomb Network. For Black Trey, for Jay Skills, for Big Jerv and Juju Gotti, I'm Amin, telling you to stay black, motherfucker.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.